I am from the Chimwavy Valley Indian Reservation in the heart of the Mojave Desert, California. I was born in Inglewood to biracial parents. My father is Chimwavy and my mother is a California girl. They were high school sweethearts. Nuk Kara Romero Niega, Nuk Nu, Huits Tukonganupi. I grew up in a HUD home on the California side of the Colorado River in a 30-home village. Our traditional valley was flooded by Lake Havasu. It is a place of great beauty, existing parallel to a history of great tragedy. Still, the Chimwavys remain. It's a pretty typical reservation. In the home to which I still return, I find solace in the backyard where we feed the gamble quail, kakar, early in the mornings, and I can see the river. The temperatures soar over 120 in the summer. For the past 40 years, each late spring, a colony of wasps returns to build a mud colony in our laundry room. We knock them down, but they come back. When I was a little girl, I would wonder how the wasps would know and why they would return to the same place to build again year after year. It's when I first began to daydream about blood memory, about instincts, about the senses no one talks about anymore. They were like us Chimwavys, returning to the same place in the Mojave Desert for thousands of years. Nuk Nu, Nuk Chimwavy. I grew up hard. Life is hard. I know trauma. I know abandonment. I know alcoholism. I know addiction. I know loss of love and family and extraordinary pain. I know what it's like to lose control and hope and myself. I have clawed at the walls falling in around me and survived. I pushed against all the forces keeping me in the dark place. There was a powerful spirit trapped inside me that compelled me and dragged me by the back of the neck, and I listened to her. It took years to claw my way out of the dark place, desperately attached to some idea that life could be something else. Life held a whole other story, but I had to seek it out and be patient when it seemed it would never come. This life was not given to me, but instead I took it with her permission, and now I know peace. I live only to be happy. The hardest is still learning to love and care for myself, even when I severely doubt I deserve love or to be loved at all. I am emblematic of my people and hold a strong heart that is filled with love for Chimwavy, the river, and the Mojave Desert. Today, I am a photographer who has been guided by the art for over 20 years now. I make contemporary Native American fine art photographs of people and stories and culture. I live in Santa Fe. I am married to Diego Romero, who I am hopelessly in love with. We have 3 children, all the colors of pretty corn.